Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Carlos Dankel, and on behalf of Metro Research, sir, we'd just like to ask you just a few questions about the upcoming elections. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Sir, just
Sure.
To make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me just the year of your birth, just for a statistical purpose only? Just the year?
1991.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, 1999, you said, right?
One.
Oh, 91. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Now, moving right along. Sir, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Graduate from high school? Associate's degree? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and now moving on. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you, is your race Black African American? A white Caucasian?
Yes.
A Black African American? Thank you. Now, sir, are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for the president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or the chance is 50-50?
Probably won't.
So probably not vote or 50-50?
Probably won't vote.
Okay. Well, sir, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, well, 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10, any number?
0.
You're not at all motivated to vote? Okay.
Now,
how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power do you feel that your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you feel like your vote has no power at all, and a 10, it means that you feel your vote has a lot of power.
Maybe a 5.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? If you go, you know, let's say for the sake of argument, for the sake of research, that you will go. Can you select up to two? Student loans, forgiveness, crime and violence, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, healthcare, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, jobs and the economy, climate change, abortion. If you can pick up two of them.
Inflation and economy.
Okay. And what other one?
Economy.
That would be jobs and the economy, right?
Yeah, and also okay. The inflation option.
Healthcare, racism, the cost of living, inflation. Okay, the cost of living, inflation. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. Depend how you feel. And if you don't recognize the name or never heard of the person or the groups, let me know, okay? So we can move on. The first one is Donald Trump, from 0 to 10. Okay, and Hakeem Jeffries, recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10.
A 5.
And Democrats in Congress, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 10.
A 5.
And Joe Biden, what number?
A 5.
And Republicans in Congress?
A 5.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or an independent candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Probably won't vote.
Will not vote. Okay. And if you have to choose, you know, let's say for the sake of research, that you have to choose between in the 2024 election between the president, for president, I'm sorry, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? If you have to choose one of them, which one would you choose?
Trump.
Okay, Mr. Trump. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Well, I will not vote.
For Congress? Okay. Now, when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has keep all of his promises, keep most of his promises, keep some of it, keep few, or not keep any of his promises that he made during the 2020? Just a few. Okay. Here we go. Now, would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or will make no difference to you one way or the other? The priority of that puts people over politics. Will that make you to support that candidate for Congress much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? What makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and wants to build black wealth. Same question.
Makes
much
no
more
difference.
Makes no difference. And grows the economy. Much makes more, no somewhat
difference.
More. No difference either. Defends democracy.
Makes no difference.
And brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable. Will that make you to support that candidate for Congress much more, somewhat more, so much less, or much less? Or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And looks out for people like me. Will that make any
no difference?
Difference. Okay. And secures the border.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely to support that candidate?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress? On the scale from 0 to 10, what 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. It's honest and ethical. What number from 0 to 10?
5.
And wants to build black wealth. What number?
5.
And is effective and gets things done. What number?
4.
Okay. And fights racism and discrimination.
5.
And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
5.
And is too woke. How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10.
Excuse me? Hello?
What number? I'm sorry?
What was the question?
Is too woke? How well do you think that phrase describes Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10. Is too woke?
Maybe a 6.
Okay. And protects abortion rights. What number?
Maybe a 6.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made. And for each one, please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means, it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. A 5 means, it makes you somewhat motivated. And a 0 means, it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. As a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership. Now, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know, and they just want to know what effect will have on you. Now, from 0 to 10, how motivated that statement makes you feel?
A 2.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash release checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. What number?
A 5.
And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had the $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me to get a head start and secure my economic future at a certain time. What number?
2.
And as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With months supply of insulin for seniors now at $35, and seniors out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now cap at $2,000 a year. What number? From 0 to 10.
2.
Okay. And as a middle-class mother, I had been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. What number, sir?
5.
Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience to finish this up. I'm going to read you some actions the Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Can you please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally? Now, here's the first one. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship. Any of this affects you personally or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
I will not vote.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? But here's the first one. We should invest in safety net programs that would raise Black families out of poverty. The second one, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. First one or second one?
Second one.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements that people have made to say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each statement, can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, here we go. Here's the first one from 0 to 10. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Now, Democrats in Congress have lowered the health care premiums and expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over $2.7 million more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. Now, how convincing is that it for you, sir, to support Democrats for Congress from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Now, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voter and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Now, meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. For 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with outdating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit at the hardest by climate change. For 0 to 10.
0.
And we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that releases taxes on the middle class. At the same time, they were giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. The Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers on new good-paying jobs and encouraging record growth in black home-owned small businesses and closing the racial wealth gap. How convincing for 0 to 10?
0.
I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians. It will pass a national protection on abortion. For 0 to 10, what number?
Like a 3.
Okay. And so just a few more questions so we can finish this up, okay? Okay. You say like a 3, right, on this one? Okay, thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? And the scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. What number?
0.
Okay. And how much power do you feel your will has to create change in your community? From 0 to 10.
I'm sorry?
How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10? 5. And sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And once again, sir, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Not vote.
And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. A 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And a 0 means it does not describe it well at all. It brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. What number?
5.
And wants to build black wealth. What number?
3.
Thank you, sir. And just for a statistical purpose only, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Neither.
Okay. But can you select one just so we can continue? We're almost done.
Independent.
Independent. And sir, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired?
Unemployed.
Unemployed? Okay. And sir, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I did not vote.
Not eligible, or you did just decided not to vote, right? Now, sir, last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? 25 to 34,000? 35 to 44,000? Yes, sir.
Around in the price area.
25 to 34,000?
Yeah.
Okay, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Never.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.